This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus in Hyderabad through video conferencing today. Mr. Modi also unveiled Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram-1, with capability to launch satellites. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said India's youth power with its innovation, risk-taking ability and entrepreneurship is reaching new heights. Emphasizing that India's youth always place national interest above all and make the best use of every opportunity, Mr. Modi pointed out that when the government opened the space sector, the country's youth, especially the Gen Z, came forward to take full advantage of it. The Prime Minister highlighted that India is now moving towards opening the nuclear sector as well.
जैसे हमने स्पेस इनोवेशन को प्राइवेट सेक्टर के लिए ओपन किया, वैसे ही हम न्यूक्लियर सेक्टर को भी ओपन करने की तरफ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। इस सेक्टर में भी हम प्राइवेट सेक्टर की सशक्त भूमिका की नींव रखने जा रहे हैं। इससे स्मॉल मॉड्यूलर रिएक्टर, एडवांस रिएक्टर्स और न्यूक्लियर इनोवेशन में अवसर बनेंगे। यह रिफॉर्म हमारी एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी और टेक्नोलॉजिकल लीडरशिप को नई शक्ति देगा।
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Indonesian counterpart Jafri Shamsuddin today co-chaired the third India-Indonesia Defence Ministers' Dialogue in New Delhi. At the meeting, both countries stressed on the importance of maintaining a free, open, peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific, guided by international law and respect for sovereignty. Union Railway Minister Srini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Electronics and IT Jitin Prasad flagged off the Gorakhpur-Izzat Nagar Express through video conference from New Delhi today. The Gorakhpur-Pilibhit Express train has been extended up to Izzat Nagar station in Bareilly district of Uttar Pradesh for the convenience of rail passengers. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said the train service inaugurated from Bareilly today will significantly improve connectivity from Bareilly to Pilibhit and further up to Gorakhpur. The Assam Legislative Assembly today passed the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025, aimed at reinforcing marital accountability and protecting women. The legislation establishes one of the strictest legal frameworks against polygamy in the country. The bill, introduced on the first day of the winter session, seeks to criminalize entering into a second marriage without legally dissolving the first. The Supreme Court has asked the Centre to mull over a stringent law to deal with derogatory remarks against persons with disabilities. The top court was hearing a petition which flagged jokes made by India's Got Latent Show's host Samay Raina and other social media influencers. The bench also asked comedian Raina and others to hold two programmes or shows per month about the success stories of persons with disabilities to generate funds for the treatment of disabled persons, especially those suffering from spinal muscular atrophy. The deep depression forming over southwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining Sri Lanka coast has intensified into the cyclonic storm Ditwa. According to the regional Met Department southern region, the storm is likely to reach over southwest Bay of Bengal off north Tamil Nadu and adjoining coastal areas of south Andhra Pradesh. It is likely to bring heavy rains to the delta districts over the next 24 hours. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, closed in the positive territory today. The markets opened on an upbeat note and reached new all-time highs during intraday trading, marking a milestone after 14 months. The Sensex hit a record high of 86,056, while the Nifty touched 26,310. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian contingent for their performance at the 25th Summer Deaf Olympics held in Tokyo this month. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "With a haul of 20 medals, including 9 gold, the country's athletes have once again proven that determination and dedication can lead to outstanding results." And with that, we end this news bulletin.